Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, my brothers and my sisters,
Welcome to another amazing event, the fabulous Blue Moon is here. So happy Blue Moon, everyone. Happy Blue Moon, brothers and sisters, on May 21st, 2016, broadcasting live from the heart. This is your brother, Ashtar Sheran, from AshtarSheranRadio.com, AshtarTV.com. So much transformation, so much going on. I just love to share with you some incredible updates from the light. There is incredible good news. I can tell you that we have arrived, brothers and sisters, we have arrived to this, you know, magical time, the arrival of the prosperity time, of the so-called, you know, golden age, you know, so-called codes of ascension. And so many incredible, you know, good news that are, you know, just flooding our consciousness, you know, our consciousness completely started with this amazing the light, you know, in a day like today, okay, in a day like today, you can, if you don't like the hologram that you're, that you have created, you know, the hologram, or so-called, you know, your so-called reality, your so-called, you know, the expression of the God itself through you, pressing itself through you, through your evolution, through your awakening, through your, you know, experiences here. So I tell you, brother or sister, are you co-creating your reality, your, you know, experience with love, with light, or with fear? How are you co-creating, brother or sister? How are you co-creating this amazing time of transformation, stating with your trust that everything is going to be okay, or are you participating with your fear? I was just wondering, you know, because this is very important right now. Very, very important, you know. Just like the presence of our, you know, beloved brother Bernie Sanders, you know. Bernie, yes we can, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We are here to support angels and archangels like our brother Bernie Sanders. They're truly doing something for the prosperity of humanity, for the, you know, freedom of humanity, not for the greed. So it's that is what's, you know, what's going on, you know, is the energizing of the people, you know what I mean? So here you have it. Feel the crowds, okay? Feel the love for Bernie, okay? I'm Yes, I believe. I believe that we will win. And what are you believing? Are you believing, brother and sister? Because I do believe. I believe that we will win. 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 The right is win. Yes, brothers and sisters, you believe. So today on the blue moon, I believe that we will win. 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 I believe that we are the ones that we've been waiting for. We are the ones 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 we've been waiting for. Tsunamis of divine light, tsunamis of love, tsunamis of love in every light line, in every line I co-create right now. From my heart and with your heart and with the heart of every man, woman, and child, and with the light of every man, woman, and child on earth, we create tsunamis of love. I believe that we will win. I believe that we already won. I believe that Bernie Sanders already won California. I believe that Bernie Sanders already won as the U.S. President of the United States of America, as well as the helper of the entire world, because we are all in this together. We are all in the same matrix. We are all controlled by the same group. Okay? I believe that we will win. 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 That's right. I believe that we will win, and it's happening. You know? I believe that, you know, whatever we focus on, we make it happen. We are, you know, we are the ones we've been waiting for, you know, for a very, very long time, you know. We are the ones we've been waiting for, you know. I'm telling you guys, this is the time. This is the time. So I want to share a quick update from the Galactic Federation, okay? And be assured that all proceeds well, and much is still happening behind the scenes. As we see it in the next 2 months, could well prove to them to be the most important ones of recent time. It is anticipated that events will have moved on sufficiently for an announcement to be made. That will be the commencement of many more bringing the truth out into the open. In reality, no time at all has been lost. As much has been happening that has been beyond the reach of the dark ones. Indeed, as time passes, their power is being rapidly diminished, and the work of the light ones is speeding ahead. The energies of the new age are bringing out the truth, resulting in an upliftment of the vibrations. Many advancements that have been held back at the beginning of the surface are not, you know, at least of all those being spread by the Keshe Foundation. For many years, their inventions have been suppressed, but no longer, as there are so many now being spread by those who wish to see them enter the public domain. They are now being brought to the attention of many sources that have the ability to manufacture them. Their spread cannot therefore be stopped. And more people are becoming aware of their existence. It is just a matter of time before some official announcement can be made so that the public also become aware. As the vibrations lift up, so more people are awakening to the truth, and it cannot be suppressed any longer. For so long, you have been led to believe that you are spiritually lacking Yet, nevertheless, the growth in understanding has vastly increased in spite of attempts to keep you down. For those who seek the truth, many reliable sources exist on your internet, like the one speaking to you, astashiramradio.com. And it only needs you to follow your intuition. But we are all one.com, or we are all one movie.com. Okay? In time, only the truth will exist. But until you reach that point, there is bound to be some confusion, as each is all teaching that is still promoted. The time has arrived for each soul that is seeking the truth to lastly become their own teacher. However, there is, of course, benefit from those of similar understanding coming together, guiding you. That's what I offer my services, my help. Please go to werallone.com. I can help you per hour by phone, by Skype, to help you with, you know, the basics of meditation, with to help you awaken yourself, a friend or a relative, a loved one. So please do something for your evolution, for your ascension, for your awakening, if you are able to awaken to, you know, become the divine you that you are, okay? At present, the world is awash with troubles originating from the old energies. But as these are cleared, the peace that you seek will come into being. It may seem to be an impossible task, but if necessary, things can be changed at the stroke to put a stop to confrontation and wars. Peace is coming very soon, and the changes can go speeding ahead, and you will be surprised at how much matters have progressed in the meantime. It has been known that this point in time will be reached and preparations have been made in readiness. All of your sacrifices and efforts to bring peace to Mother Earth will be soon fulfilled, and a brand new age will come in. For the beloved, you know, from the Galactic Federation, at W like William, E like Edward, R like Robert, A like Apo, L like Lola, L like Lola, O like Oscar, M like Nancy, E like Edward.com. werallone.com, and or three of the golden love you guys. We love you. It's really amazing times, you know, happening. Three of the golden light.com. So the amazing things are happening. Just stay positive and everything is going to be okay. All right. This is Ashtar Sheran at your service. Ashtar Sheran, 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 Ashtar Sheran, Ashtar Sheran. I am here representing my beloved I am, my higher self, in human form to help you to be at your level, to be able to understand you, to guide you, to help you go higher, brother and sister. Ashtar Sheran. Kodoish, Kodoish, Adonai, Sebayat. Kodoish, Kodoish, Adonai, Sebayat. Ashta, Sheran, 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 Ashta, Ashta, Sheran. Kodoish, Kodoish, Adonai, Sebayat. Here's our brothers from the Pleiadian Council, okay? Check it out.
Can't you see it? It is now undeniable. Often many of you may have been doubting disclosure because lack of personal first-hand evidence. But do not stray off. Disclosure is and has already exploded globally. It's all about paying attention. And when you begin to dig for some answers, well, you will find them. Many political and leading world figures have stood up and admitted to alien contact, and the presence of extraterrestrial evidence is exploding all around the globe, through technological breakthroughs, the merging of spirit and science, and this is only the beginning. So we wish to answer your questions and doubts as to why you may not be having full physical contact with us yet. This is a process. Disclosure began with all of you who have awakened. The next step was when the people were finally granted public access to the FBI UFO files that have been made public and able for download directly from the FBI Gov website. Soon after these kinds of information were released, then came our next step, sightings of our lightships have tripled in amounts of people and reports of our craft this last few months. You may have noticed that most sightings are being witnessed in highly populated cities. We are doing this as another way to show you we are here and ready. Though these sightings, mixed with very powerful world figures now disclosing and admitting to the public our existence and presence here, then becomes a common knowledge to the masses that we are real, thus through these critical months of disclosure, the human race will be ready for our mass landings. Do you see now? Do you see why we are asking you to be patient as you await our inevitable landings? This is the purpose of the disclosure process. To ease the masses into our presence to make our arrivals as little of a shock as possible. As to avoid much chaos. To you star seeds, indigos, awakened ones, remember that your minds are much different than the common human awareness right now, and it is difficult for a soul that is so entrapped in the matrix to evolve and adapt nearly as fast as you. If you have been having doubts of our presence and first contact, we encourage you to take some time and do some research. We guarantee you that you will be stunned at the accuracy of our predictions and of the leaders of the world beginning to speak of our truths now. We would like to step over to give you some more events, as they have proven the accuracy of the predictions and messages we have been sending you. First example, in the country of Turkey, an all-out fist fight broke out in a political meeting when a law that takes away these high-up figures' immunity from persecution. Or to make it clearer, this is implementing that these people and the cabal are subject to arrest for all of their illegal and evil doings. When the top blows off in a room of, quote, unquote professional types of people breaks out into a big fist fight over this, then obviously, many of them have something to hide. Because they know that once their atrocious, greedy, and selfish deeds are pushed into the light, they know it will be the end of their power, and the end of their freedom as they are rounded up and put away. Just like any other common folks would have if they did these things. Another example is the media, seeming to be taking an interest now in alien presence since the release of UFO case files. This was discussed on national television in America on a station most of you know, the Today Show. Also, many other news outlets have blown up with interest and discussion of these once unlikely realities. Many are nervous of our intentions, and religious leaders try their best to convince the world we are demons. Because our existence is unknown to them, and what people don't understand, often they will just fear it. We are the Pleiadian Council and we are thrilled to be giving you all this message of hope today. We are in mid-disclosure with some very big events and disclosures coming very soon. Before we go, there is definitely a topic we need to address. If you watch many YouTube videos you may have, or will soon, seen the commercial of the microchips being released soon that is said to allow you to access all of the knowledge and content of the internet through thought. Yes, this is a very real alien technology. But do not be fooled. They may say that you are accessing the information of the internet, but how easy will this be for them to send what they want you to know into your thoughts? Thus making you a very easily corruptible and mind-controlled pawn. These chip technologies were not permitted by the Federation Councils. This is a tricky and dark technology. So please, we ask you to be cautious of who and what you trust in these critical years of ascension. An unorganic microchip is not meant for any organic bodies, especially to all of you and your crystalline bodies. Keep your body healthy and your mindset positive. But remember to remain very vigilant in these confusing times. Just hold on for the ride, our dear friends. The new earth is here. We are going to be granted by the divine will soon when the time is right. Do not focus on exact dates, times, and events. This is a free will universe. Therefore, we cannot force the masses to be ready until they choose. By remaining in a caring and loving state of mind, and doing your best to heal and help others to step out of their box of comfort. This does not mean to bombard people with alien and ascension talk if you know that their states of consciousness are not ready. But in fact, relate with them and keep your words of love and understanding in a level they can understand in their personal levels of spiritual awareness. The tiniest things you do and say at the right time to the right people is planting a seed in them. After that, do not force them to grow, just know the seed is sprouting. Many of them are now going through what many of the first and second waivers of ascension experienced, before and during the beginning of your awakening. Give them space and allow their own curiosity to blossom into a beautiful flower of wisdom. You have done so well, friends, and now it's time to just sit back, breathe, and watch the truth and world unfold before your very eyes. Knowing that you have and had a big part in all of this. Once again, we are the Pleiadian Council and we are here. We are awaiting our perfect moment. Until then, continue to enjoy the mass sightings of our lightships presenting themselves to such large amounts of people right now. Keep an eye on the skies, because who knows, you might just see us there. Namaste.
Thank you, Council, for another message of hope. I invite any of you who are needing some guidance or insight in your current...
Yeah, you are, we are the ones we've been waiting for, guys, I'm telling you. So this is the time to believe in the impossible. Because you see, the word impossible, if you separate it, I am possible. That's all it is. The word impossible really means I am possible, okay? Everything is possible. It's whatever you believe, whatever the box of your limitations, okay? But even the limitations is the imitations, the projection of yourself. So let's believe. Here is another beautiful message about the arrival of the gods and goddesses. You know, with this this weekend pretty much marked the arrival of gods and goddesses into the newborn Mother Earth, Gaia. This was the conclusion, the energetic linking of the divine male and divine female as expressed through all living things. It was preceded by the completion of the final DNA strand within the astral, a joining of two opposite energies and a sharing of divine empowerment. Okay? My vision showed them together, gods and goddesses, and both were male and female at the same time. The same of the vision was that these two powerful entities who had both created worlds and who had both created races of humanity had finally joined together in mutual love, empowerment, to create this new world, this new Mother Earth, Gaia, Sophia. Okay? It's like literally bringing paradise of heaven in, you know, to Earth. Okay? To your reality, to the reality of every man, woman, and child, you can envision this dream together. That everything is possible. That everything is beautiful. There's no more poverty, no more need, no more lack of anything. Everything is provided. Everything is abundant and prosperous. They had each given their own power to the other to become equals in all things. Balance in both male and female energies across the entire spectrum of the universes and the energies. The dominant sense was that both entities were acting as mothers and concerned about the safety of their respective children. There is nothing stronger than a mother's love, and to entrust one's children to another is perhaps the greatest trust there is. And that it was, you know, happened. They both agreed to give their own power to each other. And here's what one said, quote, I do have a heart for humanity because I see all of creation as an integral part of Mother Earth, Gaia, Sophia, made from the fibers of her own being. There is no separation for me between her and her offspring.